in this week's Complaint Corner, Prince of Persia, The Avengers, and some other shit. This is Critically Complained. Hi, I'm Adam, and this is Steve, and first, we're actually going to be talking about Ant-Man 3. So it's been kind of a weird year for movie news, in case anyone out there has been living under a rock for the past 8 months.
Yeah, I'd say it's for people who didn't go outside, but you're not supposed to go outside.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, like in case you just woke up from a coma and you're just like, ooh, oh man, I can't wait to find out what Adam and Steve are talking about.
Oh shit. Do you remember when fucking God, what's his nuts who played Joker? Jared Leto came down from his fucking like meditation coma in the mountains or whatever he was doing. He's like, oh man, when did this COVID thing happen?
I did hear about that a little bit.
Yeah, he's weird.
He is weird as fuck. Oh man, Jared Leto. I could make fun of Jared Leto like all day, every day. But we're not talking about Jared Leto today. So in Ant-Man 3, which who the hell knows when this movie is going to come out? I'm gonna place my bets in somewhere around 2030. Apparently, Kang the Conqueror is going to be in Ant-Man 3. And I have to admit that I don't know much about Kang the Conqueror. I know he's an Avengers villain. I know he's a big deal. And I know a lot of people have been wanting to see Kang the Conqueror in the MCU. I did not expect him to show up in Ant-Man 3. What do you think, Steve?
Well, I also don't know too much about Kang the Conqueror, but I was pretty sure he was an Iron Man villain. Although you told me that that's apparently not strictly the case. I guess he's an Avenger villain, not just an Iron Man villain.
Well, I think it's kind of like the deal with, like, Fing Fang Foom. Fing Fang Foom is kind of an Iron Man villain, but also he's kind of an Avengers villain. I mean, they kind of get merged together after a while. You know?
I suppose. All the big ones get to get shared around the whole team.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't even positive what an Ant-Man 3 was going to happen. So this is very weird because this is a very not Iron Man kind of villain. But what do I know?
Like, I enjoyed, I quite liked the first Ant-Man. I actually watched it not too long ago again, and I still really enjoy the first Ant-Man. Ant-Man 2.
I did too, actually.
Ant-Man 2, I guess I should call it the right name. Ant-Man and the Wasp, I think, is fun. And, like, you know, if I can just kind of sit down and watch it and kind of just, you know, turn my brain off and just be like, okay, it's a cute little Ant-Man story and they're going to fight with little tiny cars and stuff. You know, like, I feel like they went a little too far in the kid-friendly angle with Ant-Man and the Wasp, in my personal opinion. But I can enjoy it for what it is. It's definitely, like, in the lower tier of MCU films, but it's fine. Like, whatever.
I mean, the sequels are often not as good.
I mean, I guess that, yeah, I suppose that's true. I mean, I think the Captain America sequels are both better than both of the Captain America sequels are better than the original, and I like the original. In my opinion. I think Iron Man...
I guess the other Thor movies are better than Thor as well.
Well, I mean, Thor the Dark World is...
Oh yeah,
not
I forgot about Thor:
really
The Dark World.
Good in any way. Sorry.
Okay, we'll just say it's a toss-up depending on whatever franchise it is.
I quite enjoy Iron Man 3. I rewatched. I was doing like a whole MCU rewatch like a year ago, and like holy shit, I rewatched Iron Man 3, and I was shocked at how good it was. It was way better than I remembered it being. I really, really like Iron Man 3. Iron Man 2, but.
You know what is still good?
What's
Avengers.
Still... Avengers is still good. Avengers is still good. It's a little cheesy. Like, it's definitely a little... Like, there are some, like, dialogue things that are a little weird, but Avengers is still good. Still a good time.
I like the Captain America is still Captain America in that one, and not, like, Batman that he turned into.
Oh, but, really? You know. I like that they made Captain America into, like, more of a Batman. Well, he's not Batman. What? You just mean because he's good at hand-to-hand combat? Like,
no,
because
he broods
Captain
in the
America.
Dark.
That's what he does.
No, because he broods in the dark, Adam.
He broods in the dark. I see. I still...
That's literally Batman.
I still... Okay, first of all, that's literally every superhero.
It is not.
Spider-Man broods sometimes. Daredevil.
He doesn't.
Yes, he does. You are full of shit. No way. Spider-Man broods all
the
time.
I have never seen a single scene in Homecoming that took place even in the dark.
I mean, what about the scene where he's like...
Except for that fight scene at the end where he's fighting Vulture. That's totally that's just black noise. I don't know what's going on in that one.
That's
but
fair.
That's not brooding.
I guess. Okay, but what about in Far From Home when he's like crying while looking at a billboard of Iron Man? Like that's pretty brutish.
That's not brooding. That's moping.
That's moping. Not, no. Oh, okay. Spider-Man doesn't brood. Spider-Man mopes. All right.
Yeah, you can be sad about things because his daddy just died. That's not the same.
Okay.
He didn't go to the nearest tower and say, "I am the knight, I am justice." He said, "I miss my dad."
Okay, but I still do not think that Captain America is Batman. When does he brood? Like, when? When does that happen? Tell me. When does he go to the nearest rooftop and say, "I am the knight"? Like, nah. Nah, like, I like Captain America in the MCU.
I didn't say I didn't. I'm just saying I liked it better when he was a goofy fish out of water Boy Scout. It was funnier.
Oh. See, I thought that was when he was at his worst.
Truth, justice, and the American way.
Oh, see, that's so boring to me. Like, I feel like that's just so, like, on it. Like, I'm just like, ugh.
That's what made him different than the other ones. In fucking Endgame, he's just the guy that punches things real hard.
Okay.
He doesn't even have the shield anymore, so now he's literally just a guy that punches
in
things.
Endgame. I think you're thinking of Infinity War.
I'm thinking of Infinity War. Whatever.
But, no, okay, fine. I do wish that he had the... I kind of wish that he had the shield in Infinity War. But the whole point of Infinity War is that, you know, they're taking on... That Thanos is coming to town when, like, almost everybody's at their lowest. At least the Avengers is. That's why Civil War exists. It's to basically fuck everything up so that when Thanos shows up, they're not prepared for it.
I'm not saying I don't understand. I'm just saying that Captain America got too Batman-y for my liking.
Okay, that's, you know what? Fair enough. Anyway, so Ant-Man 3. So I wasn't a terribly huge fan of Ant-Man 2, and I liked Ant-Man 1 quite a bit. And I in no way was expecting them to whip out Kang the Conqueror for Ant-Man 3. I fully expected them to, like, give me, like, I don't know, Yellow Jacket 2.0 or some other, like, really, really minor villain just to, you know, to have Ant-Man do another fun little romp, you know? Like, I didn't expect Ant-Man 3 to be vitally important to the
Well, I feel like normally... Kang would show up in an Iron Man or a Captain America movie, but they're both gone, so they have to bump him down the roster a little bit.
I guess that's true. That's a good point. That, yeah, Captain America's done, unless you count Falcon, which...
Which I don't.
I also don't. Sorry. Not sorry. And obviously Iron Man is dead. And it'd be weird if Kang showed up in, like, a Spider-Man movie. And who fucking knows what they're going to do with Black Panther at this point. Like I have no clue what their plan is there. So I guess, yeah, Ant-Man 3 would be the way to go. The only other one I would think that you might be able to do would be Captain Marvel. But then Kang would be dead by the end of the movie. You can't do that either.
Because she would explode his mind with her fucking OP protagonism powers.
Correct. I like Captain Marvel.
I really like how they had to write her out of all the movies because they know she can't be there.
If you mean all of if by all of the movies you mean the only movie she was in other than her first movie, then okay.
Yes, that's what I meant.
I just want to be she was only in two movies, so it's not exactly a good what's the word I'm looking for? Example pool, I guess. But anyway.
Sample size.
It's not a very good sample size. We'll see where things go with Captain Marvel in the future. But I kind of like having
I suspect we're going to not see her too much.
Probably not, no. I kind of like
she's
having
going
like
to show
an
up
OP
in the last
character. It's fun to have like one person who's OP once in a while.
They did the same thing in Justice League with Superman. They had to kill him for most of the movie.
That's true.
Or they send him off to, like, you know, carry orphans in an orphanage away from the plant monsters or whatever so that he could come back later and fucking take this guy apart.
It's like, honestly...
It wasn't even a contest.
It's fucking sad watching the Justice League movie, knowing that, like, all that they needed to do was just resurrect Superman, and then they could just stop. Like, they didn't need to do anything after that point.
Yeah, they could have just knocked off for lunch early if they just pointed him in the right direction, because he would have solved the problem.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's just
I suppose he wouldn't... Well, no, he separated the mother boxes, too, didn't he? So I guess he really was the only one that needed to be there.
Literally, yes. I think you could argue that you might have needed Cyborg, because Cyborg was the only one who, like, knew how the mother boxes worked, so he could tell Superman to, like,
I mean, I guess, but you know,
that's it.
Worst case scenario, Superman just flies him into the sun or something and lets that sort it out.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. Anywho, so Kang the Conqueror. I gotta do some more research on Kang the Conqueror. I still, my Marvel Unlimited subscription just renewed, and I have read very little Marvel Unlimited in the past like 6 months. I feel bad. It's just
get your game face on.
So inconvenient. I don't know. Yeah, I gotta do that.
Yeah,
shit.
Reading sucks. Reading's for nerds.
It kind of does. Yeah, it's just like well, it's really hard with Marvel, because Marvel, like, there's so many fucking comics, and I gotta be bouncing all over the place. Like, if I want the whole story, I basically have to read, like, 80,000 comics that are all taking place at the exact same time. And it's like,
right.
I don't even know what this is. Like, it's so
overwhelming. Look up the release order and read them that way.
I guess. I could try to do that, but a lot of them come out on the same day. And it's like...
So read them both.
At the same time, should I just have, like six screens in front
of
me?
Well, if you can chameleon eye it, then yes. But otherwise, just do one, then the other, Adam.
Okay, fine. Yeah, I gotta do that. I've been meaning to. I've just been...
I mean, that sounds like quite the undertaking I wouldn't want to be a part of. But, be my guest, I guess.
So our next piece of news is that Ewan McGregor says that the Kenobi film, or not film, series, and I think it's called Kenobi, though I don't know that for absolute certainty, is going to be a standalone season. And I, in my personal opinion, think that that is a very, very good idea. What do you think, Steve?
Yeah, I'm on board.
Like, look, if you're gonna tell a story about Obi-Wan Kenobi set between episodes 3 and 4, that sounds great and that sounds fine. But it can't overstay its welcome, you know? There's only so much.
And then
you
maybe
can
they
do.
Can maybe they can fix that fight between him and Darth Maul, where Darth Maul totally punked out.
That was the best fight in the entire saga,
it would have to be a fight for it to be the best fight, Adam.
Hard disagree, man.
When there's a fight, it means somebody hit somebody, and then that same person hit the other guy. There has to be an exchange of blows to be a fight, Adam.
Technically, there was There was like three blows.
No, what Obi-Wan did was called assault.
Okay, fine. I think you're absolutely wrong, 100%, but I respect your right to be wrong on this, because that fight was awesome. But
it was so cool,
and it had so much significance to Obi-Wan.
I don't want to get into this Maul's again. You're just going to tell me how it's blah, blah, blah story moments. I don't care. No, it doesn't matter. Darth Maul was the coolest, and this should have been a better fight. End of story. Anyway, moving on to your Kenobi thing.
Anyway, so the thing about Kenobi, or just Obi-Wan Kenobi between episodes 3 and 4, is less is more, in my personal opinion. Like, I love exploring the character at that point in the timeline, but you have to do so very, very carefully, because it could very easily devolve into, you know, oh, look at all these adventures that he totally had. Like, I think that Kenobi should not leave Tatooine in this series. I am going to be a little bit salty if he does leave Tatooine.
So what would your ideal story arc for Obi-Wan Kenobi between episodes 3 and 4 look like?
So my ideal, because the whole idea of him being there is that he's not doing anything. Like, he's there to watch over Luke and to hopefully train him someday, but Luke's uncle or whatever isn't allowing him to do that. So he's there to protect Luke. And if he just leaves, then he's not protecting Luke. So I think that I would prefer that he not leave Tatooine. I think he should just kind of hunker down. It could be I'm basically imagining Logan, except instead of it's being a film, it's so a series.
Road trip to Canada?
Not exactly a road trip to Canada, but I'm thinking tonally like Logan, not like plot-wise like Logan.
So down and out old man,
down and out
and young prodigy.
Yes, down and out old man who has to dwell on his failures. Who like maybe he could fight against like some Tusken Raiders. That would I think that would work if you wanted to do something like that. Like it should be a relatively small
well. He wouldn't have to because
thing.
As we know, Tusken Raiders scare easily, but they'll be back with greater numbers.
Well, that's just it. Is that like maybe. He learns that at some point in the series. I don't know how that would work exactly. I'm just kind of spitballing here. But like,
well, he's going to have his other Jedi friend tell him that so that we can go, oh, that's the thing from the other movie.
Yeah, that's another thing is I don't want any other Jedi in the series at all. I would actually prefer that he almost never activate his lightsaber. I would prefer that he only activate his lightsaber like maybe 5 times and that's it. And that most of the series is him trying to find ways to not be a Jedi and not knowing how to do that. The whole idea of that whole time period is that he is basically a failure. Like, you know,
Interesting.
Anakin went to the dark side and it was Obi-Wan's job to prevent that from happening and he didn't. And and it's him having to deal with that, and he's still standing, he's still going, he's still doing what has to be done. He failed completely and utterly, but he didn't let that destroy him, and he's trying to continue to look for hope, which the hope is Luke. And like I think that this series could either be incredible. Or I think it could be really, really dumb. And
so let me get this straight. You want a show about space wizards actively not participating in space wizardry?
That is correct, yes.
Okay. Adam, that sounds boring as shit. I have to tell you.
Man, why? Why is that so boring to you? That sounds awesome to me.
Because usually the interesting story happens when I'm not saying that the guy who was the ex-super soldier goes to live in a log cabin thing can't be interesting, but they always come back. The story is not interesting if the guy stays in his cabin and cuts wood for 6 episodes. Can you imagine what would happen if Cal Kestis decided not to be a Jedi again? That entire story doesn't happen.
Okay. So, yeah, I get what you're saying, but the thing is, we already have seen the story of him coming back. We saw that already. He did that in episode 4. He came back, he fought Vader, and then he died. Like, so what story could you tell at this point? Also, Luke barely knows who he is. So you can't have him interacting
with
Luke
so
very much.
I'm not saying to interact with Luke. That'd be stupid.
Okay.
And obviously he can't come back to being a Jedi for realsies, because yes, he does come back in episode 4. So he can't be like, you know, for real back, but I definitely want him to do a Jedi thing now and then, you know, defend some innocence or something. You know, like maybe there's somebody about to get trampled by a rampaging Hutt.
I think that if he were to just always whip out his lightsaber at every, you know, opportunity, then it would make it ridiculous that he was able to hide out for so long.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Well, not if they're dead. But you can make it more sage, you know, you can make it like 3 episodes before he decides to actually cut a fool down. You know, he can try to use his words or something. But I'm not saying he doesn't do it all the time. I'm just saying, you know, he's gonna have to Jedi something.
Okay,
or he's
that's
not
fair.
A Jedi. This is not the story of Ben Kenobi. This is the story of Hermit in the desert.
Uh-huh. Okay, fine. I will agree that there's a balance to it. If they go too far in the direction I'm like pitching here.
Yes,
he
absolutely can't just be cutting fools down every episode, because then you're right. There's absolutely no way he would have remained hidden.
Yeah. Yeah. That's really the crux of my issue, is that like it's like he can't be doing a lot of Jedi things because he would have been caught. Like the Empire would have found him and they would have killed him.
Right.
So he has to.
I also agree that he can't leave Tatooine.
Yes. I think that if he does leave Tatooine, I don't think he should do so willingly. I think that if he were to like be captured by somebody and then taken somewhere, that could maybe work. Mm. Or if he was put into
That's a dangerous road too, because then you run into the question of how did nobody know that. How did that guy not report to anybody? How did no one hear about the Jedi that was just captured?
I mean, yeah, exactly. Like, there's a lot of questions that I had. Like, it would have to be done very, very carefully. Like, the script would have to be tight as hell, in my opinion, for it to work well. Otherwise, it'll just be like, you know, oh, he's gonna fight some... Maybe he could fight a crate dragon. That would be a cool thing. Because crate dragons... It's basically like a giant lizard on Tatooine. You could see a skull of one of them in episode 4. It's just like
dope.
It's like a dragon. It's just literally
is that one of those remastered details they stuck in the desert?
I think it was in the original, but I could be wrong about
that. Oh, okay, cool. Neat.
Yeah, it is pretty neat. Yeah, crate like there's a book called Kenobi, ironically enough, which I have not personally read, but I do know that he fights a crate dragon in that book, and that's kind of what I want to happen. Like, I could see him fighting against something that's like just an animal. You know, like, he has to defend mm-hmm. Luke, but he has to do it in a way where he isn't caught by the Empire, and he can't be doing anything overtly Jedi-like in public, so he'll have to be more creative in how he approaches situations, and if he does Jedi things, he has to do it very subtly and very carefully. I think that...
Well, I am on record as being a fan of dragons, so...
I mean, yeah, dragons are fucking awesome. And see, yeah, that would give you what you want, which is awesome Jedi stuff, and it would give me what I want, which is him not getting caught or stretching my sense of disbelief so far that I have to just roll my eyes and shrug. I don't like that.
Well, you know what, Adam? They made Mandalorian work for me, so I'm on board, I guess.
They did make Mandalorian work. I think,
and I thought that was going to be stupid, so...
I honestly think that the Star Wars television series, every single one of them, I think, has been pretty damn good. Even, I think the worst one is Resistance, but even that I enjoyed the hell out of the second season. Like it was fun. I don't know. I think the future of Star Wars is on TV. I firmly believe that. Every Star Wars TV show has been really good.
But what about the Lego Star Wars show?
I haven't seen it, so.
Or the Lego Star Wars movies.
I don't count it because it's not canon. The Lego Star Wars.
Oh, I see.
The Lego Star Wars stuff exists in its own weird bubble universe. It's easiest to just pretend they don't exist for me personally. So, all
right,
that's what I do.
That's fair enough.
Anyway, so our next piece of news is that the Prince of Persia: Sands of Time is getting a remaster, remake, or whatever. You know, kind of like the Spyro Reignited trilogy. Like, it's like not just a re-release; it is a full remaster
from the ground up. Yes,
from the ground up. Yeah, exactly. And I am very excited for that shit. What do you think, Steve?
I remember really liking Sands of Time back in 2000 and whatever number that was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, same.
So, you know, I'm on board, I guess.
I remember having a
I can't promise that I'll get it, but I don't offend its existence.
I remember being really frustrated with the game because, like, I remember the parkour being really hard for tiny little Adam with his tiny little hands. So I wonder if I'll have an easier time with it now that I'm older.
I remember being kind of bad at it, but I think the problem I had the most was you could use the sand to, like, you know, rewind time to not fall to your death. Yeah. But I always let go too early, so I let go at the height of my jump that I fell, and I just re-fell again. I had to do it again, and I wasted my rewind fucking up again.
Yeah, I did love that idea of, like, you just get to rewind time, and that's, like, a whole gameplay mechanic. I think that's just so cool.
Ooh, I do remember, from Sands of Time, a very distinct moment where I had to use the internet to look up, that's one of my earliest game facts searches, because there were these fucking, like, caves or doorways in the late level, where you had to listen for water noises when you got close to one, and that was supposed to tell you where it was, like, the right one, because if you went through the wrong one, you, like, started over again, like a fucking a Bowser castle or something. And Jesus. I couldn't hear the trickling water noises because my volume was always so low, because I, you know, didn't want to wake people up and let them know I wasn't supposed to be playing video games at the time. So I never actually heard, so I had no idea. I couldn't figure the puzzle out because I couldn't hear the fucking rippling water.
That's hilarious.
So that's not the game's fault. That's my fault, I guess. But they could have designed a puzzle that I didn't have to listen for.
Yeah. But no, whatever. I mean, absolutely. Yeah, that sounds horrible. I don't really like games that, like, have entire gameplay mechanics centered entirely on audio stuff. Like, I'm fine with audio being a thing and to, like, enhance the experience, but... Like, if I literally cannot progress unless I'm listening to the music really, you know, like, unless I'm listening to the sound effects and shit really carefully, like, that bothers me. Like, it's like, stop it. Don't do that. Like,
yeah, I want my game mechanics based exclusively off of things in the real world, like looking at the back of the box. That's the real shit right there.
Yeah, I mean, sure, Steve. Oh, man. I'm trying to remember the other thing about Sands of Time. What was it that... I remember there were, like, weird monster guys. I can't remember what they looked like exactly. I'm definitely going to
dudes covered in sand?
I mean, yeah, I guess. I'm definitely going to play this remake, though.
I remember that there was a thing where you could jump over a guy's head and stab him in the face, and I used that all the time.
Oh, yeah.
That was the only thing I remember doing, because once I figured out how to do that, you know, that's just smash that button. And then also the turn people into sand button with your stabby knife.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I think I've only ever played two Prince of Persia games, Sands of Time and that weird one where you had, like, the claw. Like the fourth or fifth one or whatever it was. Although I think it was just called Prince of Persia.
I don't think I ever played that one. I saw it, though. I just never played it. I didn't really get into Prince of Persia. Like, the closest
Not really.
I played Sands of Time, but other than that...
But I do know in the fourth one, you get to wear an Altair costume if you have an Altair save file.
Well, because I was going to say is that Assassin's Creed was originally created as a Prince of Persia game. And then they kind of retooled it into being its own franchise, and then it became this huge thing. But
and then it
so,
lost
like,
its way.
I definitely feel like I should play Prince of Persia, because it has, Prince of Persia is in Assassin's Creed's DNA, and I very much enjoy Assassin's Creed.
I guess.
In
the same way that people are mostly chimps.
It's not exact. I mean, sort of kind. It's like Assassin's Creed is like the weird child of Prince of Persia, sort of.
I guess Devil May Cry started out as a Resident Evil game, so.
Did it? I didn't even know that.
Yeah. Yeah, originally that was what they were trying to do, but they wanted to add, like, you know, flourishy melee combat in there, but they realized it was getting way too far from the actual Resident Evil formula, so they're like, fuck it, let's just make a new game. And then they did.
That's
and then
awesome.
It's Devil May Cry, the sort of popular franchise with people.
I mean, it's a franchise I'm aware of. I know it exists, and I played a couple of
right.
them. So,
The Sims
I sucked at them,
I'm aware of, but I don't play that.
So we don't. This next thing isn't really a piece of news, but I really, really wanted to talk about this, and I didn't wanted to do more than just a humble opinion. So I just wanted to take a chunk of this episode to talk about Marvel's Avengers, the new video game that came out like 2 weeks ago.
Hang on, I'm gonna stop you right there.
All right, what's up?
This is funny because our number one fan Alex came to me the other day and he said, hey, are you gonna talk about this Avengers thing? And I was like, probably not. But then he's like, okay, I'll wait for Adam to talk about it. I was like, okay, you do that. And here we are talking about it.
Here we are, yeah, because I'm very much playing the shit out of this game. So, okay, I feel very conflicted on this game. I don't... Oh, God. It's so... So, to start with, way back in the day, in this show, we used to do good and bad in all of our reviews, and we decided to go away from that. But I think that in this particular case... I should do, like, a good and bad for the Avengers, so...
You don't want to do a compliment sandwich?
Maybe I'll do a compliment sandwich. I'll start with a good, though. I'm gonna start with a good. So...
All right.
The story, like, the actual campaign and, like, the writing and stuff is actually really, really good. I thoroughly enjoy the plot, and, like, I love the setting. So the plot of this game, which I think maybe you'll remember... Do you remember any of the plot? No? Yes.
Of the game I've never played? No,
well,
I can't say that
okay,
I do.
Okay, well, there was a trailer way back when. Yeah, you forget trailers. What am I talking about? Okay, so the basic plot of this game is that the Avengers were making this new big ship. This is like the prologue of the game is the Avengers have this ship that is powered by a Terrigen crystal, and it's like this big deal. And, like, you know, it's like, oh, they're having this big holiday, and, like, the Avengers are super popular, and everyone loves the Avengers. And then one of the scientist guys who worked with the Avengers, whose name I can't, Tarleton, something Tarleton, I can't think of his first name. He like fucked with it or something. He fucked with their machine, helicarrier, and then the whole thing, we don't really know exactly what happened, but the whole thing blew up, and it released this gas into the air that turned a bunch of people into Inhumans. Are you at all familiar with Inhumans, Steve? Do you know anything about them?
Inhumans?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I understand the existence of it. I haven't seen the show, if that's what you're asking.
Okay, but do you know how the mechanics of how the Inhumans work?
Yes.
Okay. This gas goes out, all of these Inhumans are created, and a bunch of people die as well. Like, I think Francisco is blown up. Which is it's a huge deal. And the Avenger, and also Captain America dies.
I'm sure he does.
I'll get back to that, but we'll talk about it later. So Captain America dies, and then the Avengers break up. They all hate each other, and AIM comes in and it takes over. AIM is headed.
Yeah, I saw MODOK was in the trailer.
Okay, all right. So AIM is there, and MODOK is that scientist guy. This spoiler alert. Sorry for people who care that much.
Of course.
The scientist guy turns into MODOK, and he's the head of AIM. He takes over Stark Tech, and he renames it AIM. So Stark runs off to go live in his trailer or whatever, and
awesome,
and drink. Hulk or Bruce Banner testifies to Congress saying that the Avengers are a threat and that he doesn't trust them to take care of shit. And then he basically disappears. Black Widow just vanishes. No one knows what happened to Black Widow. Thor lays down his hammer at Captain America's statue, and he's like, I swear off violence. And he just basically disappears. Everything is terrible now. All of the Avengers are depressed, and all of them are way far the fuck away from each other. And then you, the protagonist, Kamala Khan, also known as Miss Marvel, your job is to go around and get the band back together. You know, you start with Hulk, you find Hulk, and you bring him on your team. And then you get Iron Man, and then you get a bunch of other people. I'm not going to go into the entire fucking plot of the whole thing. I'm just going to summarize it by saying that it's really good. They did an excellent job with Kamala Khan as a character. I love her. She's funny and she's quirky, but she's also very empathetic, and she's dealing with all of these she's dealing with these inhuman powers that she has because she's all stretchy or whatever. And she's dealing
She gets her powers in this game, right?
Not exact. Yes and no. I mean, yes. So in the prologue,
that's kind of what the trailer made it look like.
So in the prologue, she's 13, and she's at A-Day, which is where the Terrigen Mist goes into the atmosphere or whatever. And then they fast forward 5 years, and she already has her powers, and she's already using her powers, and she already knows basically how her powers work. You don't see her get her powers. She just has them because they
got
did
it.
This
okay.
time skip.
Got it.
Which, if I'm being honest, does bother me a little bit. I would have preferred to have gotten to see her get her powers, but it's not that big a deal. It's just a minor annoyance. And also, Captain America is dead. And your job is to fight against AIM, who is in control of everything, and they're working with the government, and they have robots fucking everywhere. And you're trying to, you're a member of the resistance, and you're trying, it's this underground revolution thing. And it's quite fun. It's a very good premise for the game. So the story is good, but... So now I'm going to get into a bad thing. This is a multiplayer game. It's a games as a service. Are you familiar with that term, Steve?
Yes.
You are? Okay. I have not played very many games as a service. I played a bit of Destiny, and I had an ex who played a shit ton of Destiny. And I played, I think that's basically it. I played a little bit of Destiny 2, but I never really got into that either. So
yes,
like, this
games
is...
as services are for the sick and the addicted, Adam.
Well, yeah. Yes. And so this is like the first one that I've ever really played. And I sort of weirdly enjoy it, like, but it's mostly...
Well, yeah, you're supposed to.
Yeah, yeah, it's designed for me to, like, to hate it and love it at the same time, and if that's their goal, then they succeeded, because I want to keep playing it. It's very, you know, it's fun, but it's also incredibly frustrating. And honestly, I think that, like, a lot of the games as a service things, like, the cosmetic items in this game, Steve, are almost unattainable in-game. You basically have to spend money, real-life mm-hmm. money, if you want mm-hmm. to get the cosmetic items. I have not, and I am proud of myself.
Good for you, Adam.
For not
good
doing
for you.
That. So, like, on the one hand, I think it's good that all of, like, the actual gameplay-related items... Like, you can't, it's not a pay-to-win game. Like, you can't spend a bunch of money, get a bunch of really, really good gear items, and just beat, you know, and just be really powerful without having to work for it. The only thing that they ask you to spend money on, or the only thing you can spend money on, is cosmetic items. So it's like, okay, on the one hand, it's like, at least it's not pay-to-win, but, like, these cosmetic items are so overpriced. Like, it's 14... I might be wrong about this, but I was reading it on Reddit, and I haven't actually tested this myself because, like I say, I don't want to be tempted. But according to one guy on Reddit, one fucking skin is 14 real-life dollars. And that's for one character, and there's six characters.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, that is so...
Plus Spider-Man.
Spider-Man's not in it yet, but he will be in it.
Oh, okay.
Right now the only characters are Hulk, Captain America, Iron Man, Black Widow, Kamala Khan, and what's the last one I'm in? Oh, and Thor.
Thor.
And also, I fucking love Thor, but I'm gonna get to that later. Anyway, so I really, really hate the, like, marketplace. I really, really dislike, like... all of the, like, go to this vendor and spend your money here, and it's like, oh god, like, shut the fuck up, leave me alone, I just want to play the game. When I'm actually sitting down and playing the game, like the gameplay is actually really, really good, but the game doesn't want you to enjoy it. Like in a vacuum, if you were to, like, each character is incredibly well designed. Each character has their own unique play style, but they also function in the same basic way. Like, R2 is always the counter button. Square is the light attack, triangle is the heavy attack, and, you know, there's different combos, and if you can hold different buttons down, and that does different things. So, like, each character has the same, like, structure to how their character plays, but they each play vastly differently. And I think that they did an incredibly good job at, like, making the characters feel unique, but also similar enough that you're, like, you can jump into any character without much issue. Like, the fucking, the gameplay is so tight. And, like, you know, it's all based on, like, combos and, like, you know, you have to boost your intrinsic meters and it's very complicated, but when it's working correctly and everything is good, it's really fucking fun. And I love it and I just want to keep playing it. The problem is that, especially once you get into the later portions of the game, they just overwhelm you with so many enemies that it, like, every match just becomes pure chaos. Like, you're spending more time just trying to not die than you are, like, mowing down, like, robots and enemies and shit. Like, the game is so, like, I feel like the game wants me to, like, do combos and to, like, feel really powerful and to, like, and to have fun. Like, the game wants me to do that, but it's undermining me at every possible opportunity. The game is it cannot decide what it wants to be, and it's like I feel like I'm being pulled in two different directions at once. Where on the one hand, you should be able to mow through all of these fucking enemies that are in front of me because they're so goddamn many, and they have shields, and they have status ailments, and you can be hit with cryo damage and gamma damage and all of this bullshit. And, you know, so I should be able to just mow through them. Like, it should be a game like, Hyrule Warriors or whatever? What is that based off of?
Dynasty Warriors?
Dynasty Warriors. It should be like Dynasty Warriors, where you're just, like, you know, destroying... Oh, gosh. Where you're just destroying people left and right, but it's not that at all. Instead, every hit counts, and, you know, your movements are often very slow, except the game, like... The game is at war with itself, and it drives me insane. Also, the game is horribly buggy. Like, I'm not one to normally complain about that. Like, I don't really care. Like, most of the time, I find bugs more amusing than anything else. But, like, multiple times I've had to reload save files reload a checkpoint because, like, an enemy is supposed to attack me, and they won't attack me, and I can't progress unless they attack me. Or I'll get stuck somewhere, or I'll fall off the map. Or yesterday I was doing this big awesome mission that was, like, this, like, raid, basically, which was very fun, except then at the very end... Captain America is there, and he's holding his shield, and he's, like, giving this awesome speech, and he's like, oh, except his mouth isn't moving, and there are other characters around, and none of their mouths are moving, and there's all
these...
Yeah,
I've seen some of those fuck-ups where there's, like, people who are, like, walking around in the background of somebody talking.
Yeah, that happens a lot. Mm-hmm. In that same scene with Captain America, there's all these resistance guys standing around, and they're all supposed to be holding guns, except the guns didn't load in, so they're just holding their arms, like, pantomiming.
Oh, nice, like a 4Kids episode of Yu-Gi-Oh?
Yeah, yes. It's just, like, super weird, and it's... And again, I'm normally this kind of thing is just amusing, but there's so many bugs, and there's so many issues... Like, it feels like I'm playing a beta, but, like, not a very good one.
What, did fucking Bethesda publish this game?
Yeah, like, I don't fucking know what the hell happened. This game has been in development for 5 years, and yet it feels like that, like, maybe, I don't know if it has something to do with COVID. If it does have something to do with COVID, I can be maybe a little bit more forgiving of it. Like, maybe they couldn't play test because they couldn't get people into the office or something. I don't know. All I know is based on...
This isn't a playtest issue. This is a you-run-the-game-and-see-these-things-happen issue.
Yes, precisely. And I'm not a game developer, and I know that these things are much more complicated than they initially appear to be. So, like, you know, I don't want to be super aggressive and hating on Square Enix or hating on Crystal Dynamics. But all I'm basing this off of is what I can see in the game. And the game is fucked. Like, it's really fucked. I don't know what the hell happened. Because, like... and again, it's so... But also, the game is so much fun. You, as Thor, I can sit there, I can spin my hammer, and I can hit a guy with it, and then that guy can't get back up unless I pick up the hammer again. Like, he just lays on the ground with the hammer on his chest, and he just is stuck there. And we can all just wail on him, punching the shit out of him, and he can't defend himself.
Funny.
It's pretty awesome! Like, some of the gameplay mechanics are so cool. Like, Captain America obviously can throw his shield. Iron Man has three different, offensive weapons. Like, he has the beams, he has lasers, and he has rockets. And you can switch to whichever one you want at any time. Which is so cool! Like, the game, again, when it's working correctly, really does make me feel like an Avenger. Like, it's fun as hell to fly around as Thor, and to smash shit as the Hulk. It's just that the game... doesn't allow me to enjoy myself, at least not as much as I feel like it should. I do want to take a moment, though, and give the game some credit for their I was pretty critical of the fake out death with Captain America going in. Like, I always hate fake out deaths. Like, you know, that's just a pet peeve of mine. Like, it's like, oh yeah, of course Captain America is dead at the very beginning of the game. Like, I know that's not real. And, you know, yeah, he's alive. He's, like, being held in this satellite that, like, super secretly, like, MODOK doesn't even know he's there. Like, his second-in-command has secretly been, like, holding Captain America captive and taking his blood because, you know, he has the superhero formula or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, the way that they did it in the story actually worked really well. So you have all of the team members except for Captain America, because everyone thinks he's dead. So everybody's around, and but then, like, shit starts to fall apart, and then Hulk and Iron Man have this big fight, and they're literally fighting each other. And, like, you know, like, everything seems like they're at their very lowest. Everything is shitty. Like, what are we going to do? And then Kamala figures out, wait, maybe, you know, there's something going on with this satellite. And then they go to the satellite, and, like, they're getting the satellite. Going to the satellite is super fun because you're going as Iron Man, and he's using this, like, special space suit that he just built that he's never used before. And you're flying through the fucking atmosphere, and it's crazy, and, like, you're almost dead. You almost fly off course, you almost get hit, you know, you're hitting asteroids and satellites and shit, and it's just, like, fucking bananas. You get inside this thing, and it's, like, there's dust everywhere, no one's been here for years, and then there's, like, this pod in the middle of the room.
So there's dust in space?
Yeah, there's space dust. Don't worry about it, shut up.
Space dust.
I don't know if that's real or not, but I don't care. It's because it was cool.
Well, and how would the dust get in there? It's a closed satellite.
I don't know, Steve. Shut the fuck up. I don't care. anyway, so there's this pod in the middle of this satellite, and it's like, who the, you know, and it clearly there's a person in there, and it's like, who the fuck is in there? And of course, I immediately, I'm like, oh, Captain America, finally. But then, like, Tony gets him out of the pod, and Tony's just like, oh my god, you're alive. And he's like, he, like, hugs him, and he's, like, crying a little bit. But Captain America doesn't know what the hell is going on, so he's just like, are you hugging me? And Tony's like, no, that's not true.
It's not like I like you or anything, Baka.
Yeah, I don't like you at all. And then, like, then you start playing as Captain America, and you're you're parkouring through the satellite as the gravity is spinning.
Didn't we just spend 5 years sucking his blood?
Yeah, shh.
Okay,
yes.
All right. Okay.
I'm gonna blame.
Did they bring him
on
cookies and an orange juice for that one?
Okay, but he's the super soldier. He doesn't atrophy. That's how I'm going to call
But he
that.
Doesn't have blood.
Well, no, he has blood. They were just, like, taking some of it. It wasn't all of it. They weren't, like, just, they didn't kill him. He's, like, a resource, you know? They were pumping out his blood.
But even when you take blood to donate it, you still gotta have your calories back in or you faint.
Well, he has IVs and shit, so maybe they...
Oh, okay. Got it. So they replaced his blood with saline.
Please
awesome.
Just shut up and let me enjoy this, okay?
All right, fine. Continue.
So you're running through this thing, and then, like, you get back to Earth, and, like, you reunite all of the Avengers because, you know, everyone's just like, oh my god, we thought you were
dead.
Yeah,
because now that Captain America's not dead, we're all friends again.
Exactly, yeah. Because he's, like, this uniting force in their lives, and it's so sweet and cute, and I'm just like, oh, the feels! Like, I love it! Like, I really like these takes on the characters. I think that they, like, Bruce Banner, they did a really, really good job with. I do think that Tony Stark is a little bit cliche. Like, he's very, like, you know, look at me, I'm a snarky asshole. And it's like, yeah, we fucking...
Yeah, that's... pretty much him to a T, though.
I know.
And occasional alcoholism.
And Thor is very cool. I love playing as Thor, by the way. Not just because of the of getting people stuck with the hammer thing, but, like, you can, you know, you shoot lightning and shit, and, like, when you jump in the air and you spin your hammer, you go flying, which is very fun. Like, oh, God. Like, but anyway, I really, really liked what they did in regards to thematically, I think it made sense to kill off Captain America, because it's like they killed off his hope, their hope. But then when he came back, their hope was back, and they were like, "Yes, we can do this." Like, it worked. It worked in the story, in my personal opinion. I think that they actually did a pretty good job with that. But anyway, the game is fun, and I am 100% convinced that once they fix some of the bugs and once they add some more content, they will. They are going to fix the bugs. I believe this. Shut up, Steve.
I'm still waiting on my updates to Batman.
Okay, that's a good point. But this
Adam, they don't care. They already got your money.
No. Because if they fix it, then I could theoretically spend more money on it.
Adam, your money was never the one they were trying to get. It's the people who already spent the money. Who don't care what the game glitches and bugs.
No, dude, that's not true. Not with games as a service. They have to fix that shit. They fixed the shit. They fixed Destiny. Destiny launched and it was buggy and terrible, but they fixed it and they added a bunch of really awesome expansions. I think that they're still maybe doing that with Anthem. Fuck if I know about
Anthem. Yeah, but Destiny was actually broken.
Yeah, but they fixed it.
This is just weird. It doesn't affect the game to have people wander around. Granted, it does affect the game when the levels don't work properly. I'll give you that one.
Yes, that was the other thing, is that I hadn't really talked about that. I haven't run into that myself, but I have heard many times that people complain about how, like, progress is being lost, and like they'll be grinding for a specific item, and then like they'll lose the item, which is complete horseshit, and that's horrible, and they need to fix the hell out of that.
Adam, I just want you to emotionally prepare yourself for the idea that they might just write this off as a loss and not bother fixing it.
I think that if it was anything other than the Avengers, that might be the case. But this is the Avengers. Like, Disney will come in with their giant dick, and they'll just be like, "No, you're gonna fix it," because, you know, they're all about keeping things on brand. You know what I'm saying?
I suppose.
I think.
Yeah, you might be right.
I think it will be fixed. I really do, and I think, because I know that they're going to add a bunch more characters. They're going to add. They've already announced Hawkeye and. Hawkeye's daughter or whatever. There's going to be two of them, which I think is stupid, but whatever.
You're right. They would never prioritize DLC over fixing the game. That's never happened before.
Shit. Shut up. We'll see. We will see. I choose to believe that they will work on fixing the game. And once it is fixed, I think it could be a really, really good game. But as it is right now, I cannot give it more than a 6 out of 10. Like, that's just, like,
well, that's maximum. What Metacritic gave it, so that's fine.
Maximum I could give it a 6 out of 10. The game is just too fucked right now. Like, quite simply, it was not ready to be released. And
yep,
And I think it's kind of shitty of them to basically treat people like me who pre-ordered the game. I only pre-ordered the game because of the Steelbook, which is beautiful. I do think
when
it's
will
really
it end,
shitty
Adam?
I think it's shitty to treat their customers like they're beta players, but I still think that the game's going to get better. So
it seems
I'm
like they could have maybe just waited a little longer and got this out for Christmas.
That's what I know. It's like, why did you release this so early when it wasn't ready to be released? Like, fix your shit first. I might take a break from it and then come back once they update it.
I guess you could, maybe they didn't want to compete with Christmas sales, but like, it's the Avengers. It was going to sell, right?
It was going to sell.
Exactly. Well, no, on the other hand, nothing's coming out right now. So I suppose anytime you can get something pushed out the door, people are much more likely to get it right now, I guess. Maybe they were hoping for that. Maybe they're hoping this not ready to be released thing was going to slide under the radar.
Maybe. Yeah, I honestly have no idea. I would love to know what happened behind the scenes with this game. Because, like, seriously, though, like, there's
so much
to love in this game.
Do you remember in Elf when the guy, the evil dad, shipped the book with the last two pages missing? And he's like, yeah, it's fine, whatever, no one will notice. You think that's what happened here? You think they were just like, does it run? I don't know, most of the time. That's fine, just ship it. We're good.
Yeah, honestly, yeah. Or I think that if I were to be very, very kind... to them, they were like, okay, this is not very good right now, but we don't have the play testers to be able to, like test this effectively, so we're just going to have to ship it and fix it afterwards, because and like otherwise the game can't come out, like with maybe I don't know.
I'm not 100% that's probably the way you should be running your business,
probably not,
you know, whatever.
It's
no, whatever.
There's definitely a lot to critique about this game, but I think that when it is working correctly, and when things aren't, when you're not overwhelmed with enemies or whatever, and the game's not bugged to fuck, right. It's actually a very, very fun game to play. And so, like, I'm willing to continue entertaining it. If they haven't fixed some of these bugs in like 6 months, then I'm just gonna be like, I'm done. Like, I can't play anymore. And I'm not gonna spend any more money on it until they fix some of the issues. I spent my money already, and I will not spend more. But anyway, Steve, are you ready for the magic hour? What do you think?
I am. Yes, Adam.
Okay.
I'm very jazzed. Today's gonna
it's
be a good
It's been 2
one.
Weeks since the last time we did it. I'm trying to remember. What was the last one, like something that was really short and sweet, or was that before that?
It was pretty short, yes.
What was it? Could you remind me what the last one was?
Nevimeral activates his disc.
Oh yeah, the disc. That was like, yeah, I remember the disc. Yeah. Okay. It's there. Yeah, he activated the disc, which fucked everything up. All right.
Yeah, it made things go boom.
Yeah.
All right. The year 418. Joda is born.
Joda is born? Is that it?
Yep.
Seriously?
Yep.
Okay, well, who the fuck is Joda?
Ah, that's an important question.
What other question could I ask?
You could ask what born means, I guess.
Who's Joda? Come on.
He's a super powerful immortal archmage.
Oh, cool. I like immortals. They're
although
fun.
He wasn't immortal at the time, I guess. But, you know, we'll get there.
All right, fair enough. So Joda is born. He will become a super powerful immortal mage.
And he's still alive today.
Is he? Oh, yes. Well, yeah, I guess he's immortal, so I guess that makes sense.
Well, you could still die.
In theory, yeah, I guess.
You could be murderized.
All right, well then I guess we'll move on to humble opinions. I kind of already did mine, but I could do another.
You kind of did.
What did you have a humble opinion today?
Kind of, but I don't want to talk about it.
Sure, really?
All right. So I've been at home the last couple days because I was exposed to a COVID person. So I'm quarantining to see if I have the COVID. I don't think I do because I feel perfectly fine. But just to be safe, I was already off for a wedding I had to go to, which I wound up not going to on account of I didn't want to infect somebody's grandma or whatever if I'm a carrier, which I don't believe that I am, but you can't be sure. So I didn't go to that. But I have been off. So I thought to myself, hey, Steve, since you're home alone and I finished all the art projects I was going to do, I've been doing a lot of fucking digital art projects lately.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, well, it's more sad than anything else, but whatever. So while I was home, I was like, hey, Steve, remember how you played Resident Evil 4 recently again? Well, you should go back and play all of them again in order. At this point, I have finished 0 and 1, and I just finished 2 last night. I'm probably going to skip 3 and 4 because I've played 3 at least 6 times and I've played 4 recently. And I don't know if I want to do 5 or not. So my journey may end here. But if I get really ambitious, I might go back to do 5 and 6 again. Who knows? Because then I get to play 7 again. Because then I get to play 7 again.
You've already made it this far. I say just go for it.
But I don't have 5 anymore. I'd have to buy it again.
Well, all right. That would suck. I have not played. I know I committed last week to playing Resident Evil, but I have not played it yet. I've been playing too much Avengers.
That's fair. That's new. That's fine.
Yeah.
And I only 10% expect you to actually follow through on this, so I'm not worried.
I want to do it. I really do. I just, mm-hmm. you know, I gotta, the stars have to align.
I understand. I imagine it's much like when people tell me to watch something and I go, yep, I'd like to see that. And then I put it on my hypothetical list of things I know I'll never watch. Because for some reason or another, I can't be motivated to do it. Do you know how long it took me to fucking watch Evangelion?
Somebody gave me
all the episodes. They gave them to me and they said, here are every episode of Evangelion. Just plug it in and watch it. And I didn't do it for like a year and a half.
Wow. That's funny. So I guess I do have a humble opinion that I'll try to keep this one brief since I know I've been talking a lot this episode. So I watched the live action Mulan because my dad was really passionate about wanting to see it.
That's an interesting thing to be passionate about.
Yeah, I have no idea. Like, literally, my
dad. Oh, yeah, your dad's, like, into anime, so, like, is he just into Asian culture?
He is. He's into Asian culture. Oh, God.
So your dad's a weeb?
Well, I asked him. I was like, so, Dad, like, why did you want to see this so bad? He's just like, I just really like the Asian concept. And I'm like, Dad, that is not the right way to phrase that.
Yeah, that's an interesting way of phrasing that. Thanks, Dad.
Oh, man.
As if they're a math problem or something? What a weird phrasing.
I know. Okay, whatever. I was like, what the fuck? So we watched Mulan. He and the rest of my family, we decided to watch that.
Spent that 30 bucks to watch that.
We did. We did. You know, which was... okay. The movie was not as bad as I thought it was going to be, but it was not good.
High praise?
Not good. No, it's not, but... Like, I would say in the, like, live-action lineup or whatever, I guess... Okay, so Beauty and the Beast was worse, but... And then I would say it's about on par with Aladdin. That's what I would say. It's about on par with Mulan.
Wait a minute. Whoa, hold the fucking phone. You telling me that live-action Aladdin is better than live-action Beauty and the Beast?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, oh,
okay, well, 100%. You're just wrong, then.
Really? Oh, I hated Beauty and the Beast. I did not care for that film at all.
I'm not telling you it's good. I'm telling you it's better than Aladdin.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't really like Aladdin that much either, but...
Now, real-life Aladdin, as in the cartoon, is orders of magnitude better than cartoon Beauty and the Beast. But live-action Beauty and the Beast is better than live-action Aladdin.
Oh, if you say so,
that's how that shakes out.
I very, very much hate the live-action Beauty and the Beast.
Why? What did they do to you?
I guess I don't really like Emma Watson as Belle. I thought she was terrible. I thought she was wooden as hell. I thought her voice... She had a terrible singing voice.
Is it because she's not French?
No. I just thought that she was horrendously miscast as the lead character.
Wow, miscast.
I didn't like all of the weird bullshit with the, the extra shit that they added in, like, with her mom who died or whatever.
Well, yeah, that was all stupid, but Aladdin was fucking chock full of that shit.
I didn't...
We had that war with the other country, we had, like,
that's true. I didn't like that either.
All that nonsense. We had fucking Genie and his crush on the Handmaiden's Tale.
Okay, I guess, really, I just like Will Smith. I can't explain to you why. Just like Will Smith.
Got it. Okay. So that movie could do no wrong in your eyes, I understand.
Not do no wrong, but it's like if I have to choose one over the other, I would rather watch
a garbage movie with an actor you like in a garbage part more than a not good movie with an actress you didn't like in a not good part.
Correct. That is correct.
Interesting math, but okay.
Anyway, I was talking about
Mulan. I'd have to disagree, but that's fine. Carry on.
So the biggest issue I had with Mulan is that they made Mulan into a superhero, and I have no idea.
I heard about I heard that she, like, in the beginning, she was a kid doing, like, fucking flips and sliding down walls, like she's fucking Errol Flynn or something.
It was really weird, and I have no idea. Like, they're, like, describing it as, like, she has really powerful chi. I hate to do this because, like, okay, I have said many times, you know, I'm a big Star Wars fan, and I quite enjoy Rey in the sequel trilogy. And I hate this term, But holy shit, Mulan is a Mary Sue. I have to just say it. She is. Mulan is a Mary Sue. It's, like, really weird. Like, she doesn't have to work at anything. Like, the only thing that she has to work on is accepting who she is. That's it. That's, like, the extent of what she does. She, like,
the conflict in this movie is personal growth.
Yes. Except it's not even really personal growth. It's not actual personal growth. She doesn't have to, like, you know, work hard and push past anything other than, you know, hey, have you tried doing it? And then she just does it.
Right.
You know, like, and it's like,
I can't do it, but what if you could? Oh, okay.
Yeah, like, it's really bad and stupid. There's, like, also the CGI looks janky as fuck. Instead of having the CG dragon, like, instead of having Mushu, they made it a phoenix, and they made this phoenix just kind
of show That's not even their
up.
Mythology.
No, it's not. And they made the phoenix just kind of show up once in a while, and I'm honestly not even sure if the phoenix was actually there or not. Like, it wasn't very clear.
What?
They introduced this new villain who is, like, a witch or whatever, who also had a very powerful chi. And she could turn into, like, a bunch of bats, and she could also turn into a bird, and she could...
Oh,
like,
I see.
And she could, like, make her clothes, like, really long, so she was able to, like... She would, like, whip out her hand, and then, like, her sleeve would go really far and, like, grab somebody by the throat.
That's a shitty superpower.
Yeah, it is.
Why is she devoting magical energy to growing her clothes when she could be using it to set people on fire?
I don't know how the magic in that universe works, but it was really dumb. Like, all
and
of
also,
the things...
if your chi is supposed to be like an internal spiritual energy, why doesn't it manifest in superpowers rather than making her clothes extend, which are not a part of your physical being?
Steve, I don't know the answer to these questions. I hope you understand that.
Okay, cool.
If I had to, like, really, really stretch, huh?
Nah.
Like, really think about it, I could maybe be like, well, maybe she has, like, a special emotional attachment to her clothes.
To her clothes.
I'm trying to use, like, Star Wars logic.
I mean, I have a favorite shirt, too, but I can't make it do anything.
Well, yeah, but also you don't live in a universe where your emotional energy translates into superpowers. So.
And now I wish.
Yeah, that would be awesome, right? Because that's basically how it works in Star Wars, is, like, it's all tied to your emotions, so maybe it has to be something that is personal to you, so that's why she can
wear
the clothing.
So let me get this straight. So let me get the plot so far.
Okay,
so far.
Sure.
Mulan is, in fact, a superhero because she was born with the power to access her inner self or whatever, with her chi powers. Not a random girl that lives in a regular people house. Villain this time around...
Well, she is that,
too. Okay, whatever. But she's not a regular person. She has superpowers. She's fucking Goku.
Yes.
The villain this time, instead of being Xin Yu,
he's there too,
a witch.
Though.
Okay, good. But there's also a witch?
The witch works for the Shang guy or whatever. Yeah.
Okay.
And he's like...
But is she the real villain, or is he the real villain?
No, he's the real villain.
Which one's on screen more?
I think she is.
That makes her the villain.
Okay. Will you chill? No, that's not entirely accurate because, so she ends up sacrificing herself to save Mulan because she realizes that Shang is, like, a bad guy who doesn't respect her or something.
Okay, now hang on a minute.
Uh-huh.
Did she realize he's a bad guy because he doesn't respect her? Or because he goes through villages pillaging, raping, and murdering?
No. It's the lack of respect.
Oh, I see. So she was okay with all those other things. It's just that he didn't give her the RSPECT. So now she's out.
That's correct. Yep.
Okay, I'm having trouble wrapping my head around the motivations of these characters, Adam, I'm going to tell you.
Yeah, me too, okay? I watched the movie, and I still don't really understand.
Okay, carry on.
It was really weird. The fucking, what's his name? Split the characters of, like, I can't think of his name. Mulan's love interest in the original movie. He's basically two characters now.
Hang on, I can do this.
I can't think of it at all. Shang? No, that's the bad guy. Whatever.
What? Fuck it. That guy.
I don't care.
Ken doll. Got it.
Yeah, the Ken doll. So he's basically two characters now. There's the Ken doll, who is just like another soldier that Mulan has this like chemistry with for no reason at all. And then there's this guy who's like this general guy who's in charge of the army. He's played by Donnie Yen, who was the blind guy in Rogue One.
Yep.
And he is like, you have really powerful chi. Like, you know, that's very awesome and cool. I too have powerful chi. We should use it to fight the bad guys. I will introduce you to my daughter when we get back, because
because you are a man, because I am blind.
Because you are a man. Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
Got it.
And
cool.
He basically has nothing to do. Once she reveals herself as being a woman, which is also super weird how they did that. So she goes into battle and she's covered in armor and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then she has this fight with the other evil lady. And the evil lady is like, you are hiding who you are. I know you're a woman. And, you know, if you keep pretending you're something you're not, you'll never be able to beat me. And so then Mulan is like, you're right. And then she takes off all of her armor and rides into battle with, like, her hair down and just, like, wearing, like, a...
Probably could have kept the armor, though.
Yeah, you could have kept the armor, though. What are you doing, lady?
Because I know you're full of, like, self-pride and feminism and whatnot, but an arrow will still kill you.
Exactly. Yes. Also, she can do this weird thing. Like, she does it multiple times throughout the movie where she, like, will kick, like, a spear or an arrow into the air. And then she will jump in the air and kick the back of it with her foot.
Oh,
and
so
then,
this,
like,
is an anime now?
Flying. Yeah, it's, like, yeah, it's basically an anime now. And I don't know, like, it was stupid the first time I saw it, and I remember three separate times where she did that.
Nice.
And one of them was, that's how she kills the bad guy at the end. She kills him by kicking an arrow through the air. And,
oh, not with,
like,
fireworks?
Instantly killing him. And
sweet.
I was like,
sweet.
This is dumb. Yeah, like, the nicest thing I can say about the movie is that I thought the actors did okay. I thought that they were pretty good. Also,
congratulations, you have passable performances.
The costumes were kick-ass. Everybody looked really good.
Great.
But the actual story was, like, basically terrible.
Awesome.
And what is it with these live-action remakes where they take a beloved thing and they just suck out all of the joy and, like, all of the things that I like in the original movie are just gone? And now I have this weird hollow shell of a film.
Yeah, do you remember in the original Mulan, when Mulan wasn't particularly special or talented, but she got through most of her problems by being brave or cunning or trying
smart.
Really hard? Yeah,
yes.
You know, just like being an accomplished, like, person instead of just, like, being born awesome and then winning by virtue of not fighting people who are also born
awesome.
Yeah,
she beat the Hun by blowing up the mountain, which she did do in this version of the movie, but she did it through magic or something.
It was cool last time because it was cunning. She's like, oh, I have one rocket. I bet I can take out everybody with this one shot by being smart. Instead of, like, you know, fucking magic.
She was still being smart, but, like, okay, so she's on this battlefield, and she's like, they have this giant fiery catapult that they're using to kill the good guys. And then she's like, oh, I know. And then she teleports or something.
Okay,
she instantly travels to, like, the other side of the battlefield behind enemy lines. And she, like, on the way, she grabs a bunch of good guy helmets and she sets them up on poles and stuff. And then she starts shooting arrows. And then all of the bad guys are like, oh shit, they're behind us. And then they turn the giant catapult around and fling the fire behind them, which, you know, makes the avalanche happen. And it's like, why? They chose to do this.
That just sounds like those guys were stupid.
Yeah, they were
stupid. I'm not gonna give her credit for that. That wasn't even part of her plan, probably.
No, it was. She like, they, like, showed the mountain, and they showed her looking
all
at
right,
it.
All right, okay.
And, like, it was.
Yeah,
her
well,
plan,
also, Mulan,
like,
only ever fought one guy one time. She fought, fucking Shan Yu on the roof one time with the fan. Otherwise, she didn't do any fighting. I mean, she said that she couldn't, but that was something that she had to, like, you know, learn how to do, like, be competent as a soldier and whatever. But in this one, it kind of sounds like fucking all she has to do is just want to do it, and then the thing happens.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
Okay. Well, you can't win a fight against Chinese Dr. Manhattan, so there's no way they were going to win this fight.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, honestly, I think that the more I'm talking about it, I'm like hating it more and more the more I think about this film.
Good.
Like,
good.
When I first saw it, I was like, okay, that was fine, I guess. And now I'm just like, fuck, this movie was terrible. Like, I'm gonna give it.
At least
like
you spent $30 on it.
I'm gonna give it like a 3 out of 10. My dad awesome. Made me do it. I don't even care about that. I'm gonna give it a 3 out of 10. Sweet. Mostly because of the costumes, which were pretty.
Yeah, fuck you, live action remakes. Go to hell.
Yeah. Yes. Precisely, Steve. Fuck the live action remakes. So, those are the complaints this week. If you can't complain, share it with your friends. Bye.